This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Today on The Breakfast Grill, we have Adnan Lee, the founder and managing director of MBG Fruits. Welcome, Adnan. Good to have you on The Breakfast Grill this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Melissa.
Many of you listening may have seen MBG fruit stores or kiosks at your favourite shopping mall. But what you may not know is that it all started from a fruit stall in Petaling Street.
Yes.
So Adnan, you're third generation in this business. Can you tell us how it all began for your grandfather?
Basically, those days, a lot of Chinese come to Malaysia and then station here. So my grandfather is one of them. Come to the Petaling Street, you know, on those days. Place like Petaling Street, Pasar Budu, that's where the Chinese will be stationed. All kind of job they are doing, including carry the coffin, you know, tarik pecha. So from days, every morning, he sends somebody, Bukit Bintang, stay there and then go to Pasar Budu and then coming back, normally empty bicycles, you know. So instead of coming back empty, he buys some things to let my grandmother to sell in front of the house. I heard from my father say, start from durians. Those days, like 10 cents, 20 cents a piece, you know. So from there, my grandfather noticed selling durian better income than tarik pecha. So he starts selling other fruit as well, rambutan, mangosteens. So this is how the fruit business start in our family.
So you took over the business in 1994.
Yeah, it's not MBG fruit store at that time.
At that point in time?
Yeah, just a normal fruit shop in a wet market. I still remember the first day selling fruit. I asked my mother, what is the most favorite fruit on season now? He said rambutan. So I said, okay, rambutan, give me 10 baskets. So one basket cost me 40 ringgit. For the whole morning, from 7 o'clock until 12 o'clock, I only get 30 ringgit. Oh my goodness. There are so many rambutan have not yet sell off. So I call my mom. Nobody buy my rambutan, mom. So my mom say, you bring the rambutan, come to Pasar Budu, I will finish for you. In front of my eyes, just 1.5 hours, she finished it. I was so surprised. So from there, I learned the first number for my mom. So audience, you may write down the numbers. So this will help you. The number is 167-365-5. Afterward, I will explain to you about the numbers.
Well, tell us now.
Oh, later.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to write the number down.
167-365-5. My mother teach me these numbers and I fully understand it. And then I continue practice it. By age of 25, from the sales, 30 ringgit, first day in the Pasar Imbi, I successfully improved the sales to 60,000 ringgit. Also in the one days, just selling fruit in the pasar. So this is the magic of the numbers.
All right. Well, talk to us about the point where you opened your first MBG shop in Avenue K. How did you go from a fruit stall in the wet market to an upmarket fruit kiosk in a shopping mall?
So how this MBG brand name comes, every customer will ask a similar question. Is it guaranteed sweet? If not sweet, how? So I would say, if not sweet, you give me back. So the customer asks, so money back guarantee? Okay, money back guarantee. No problem. As long as you buy the fruits, you know. So come back to shopping mall, how I go in because of the dreams. Because I love to draw, so I draw the logos of MBG. So I just did a malu, put in the shop, and then tell everybody, this is my signboard. So stamp from MBG, money back guarantee. This is what we call the basic requirements from the shopping mall. They need somebody with signage, brandings. And then because I got 8 employees, so I let my employee wear their uniforms. So from there, the customer more easy to recognize who is employee, who is customer. So from there, all these basic requirements, uniform, logos, signboards, make the shopping mall management attract to us. So this is the first opportunity operate in Avenue K in year 2004, just in the right time.
Okay, so from 2004, your very first store in Avenue K, you now have 32 outlets in Klang Valley?
Yeah, more or less.
And are all of them in shopping malls, in retail areas?
My first outlet, successful outside of Pasar MB, is not in Avenue K, but in Selayang, NSK Selayang, the supermarket, NSK Selayang. Avenue K is the third outlet, the first one in the shopping mall.
Mm.
Currently, we have a few business models, like in shopping complex, LRT stations, hospitals, and supermarkets. So all this, we open the fruit store, I would say within the blue ocean, not in the red ocean. So from there, position ourselves convenient to the customer. So this is the expansion plan that we have.
But you know, opening in shopping malls or established retail areas, that means your overheads are very high. You're paying a lot of rent every month. And with fruits, which you need to keep at a lower price point, can you justify having such high overheads?
Basically, this is not an easy business. It's very tough and challenging business. You need to secure the very good location because we are dealing with perishable. And we cannot afford to pay a very good rentals. But one thing good about MBG, we are very sustainable. That means if the customer know where we are, normally they will come back quite often. Because when you buy fruits, normally maximum every month you need to buy, and minimum every month you need to buy twice, minimum. Sometimes every week you need to buy, or every week you need to buy two times. So the frequent of customer coming back is more often, and then more consistent, and then more sustainable. So even the rental is expensive, but I would say still can negotiate so many retail space in the market, you know.
Mm.
So we do have some uniqueness on our concept. So from there, the shopping mall management, they also need the mix of the tenants.
The tenant mix.
So we always praise them, give us a good deal in the first 3 years. After that, they also increase the rentals, you know. So this is natural growth.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned something quite interesting. Your goods are perishable. So I assume that that is your biggest operational challenge, right? Trying to ensure your inventory is at the optimal level, because if you don't sell it, it'll just go bad. How have you managed to ensure that for every store, for each 32 stores, you have the optimal amount of inventory at the right time?
Honest speaking, it's not a very easy business to handle. Oversupply, I would say, normally because of the activeness of the staff, you know, the activeness of the staff. If the staff does have enough activeness, normally the fruit can be sell off. But if the staff is reactive, you know, not go to give a sampling for the customer, no, not talk with your customer, build the relationships, definitely the fruit will not be sell.
I'm speaking to Adnan Lee, the founder and managing director of MBG Fruits. Stay tuned on The Breakfast Grill, BFM 89.9. Good morning. Today on The Breakfast Grill, we have Adnan Lee, the founder and managing director of MBG Fruits. Adnan, let's talk about your supply chain. Where do you get your fruits? Are they sourced locally, most of them?
Fruits, yeah, we not say locally. 35% of our fruit is from Malaysians or Thailands, 65%. Every ways.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some small portion of our fruit is direct import.
So 65% would include the imported fruits?
No. 35% local tropical fruits, mm-hmm. 65% import fruits.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do have direct import, very small portions. We do get from Pasar Borong and other source of resources of supplier. And then we also direct from farms sent to us. Basically, I was very lucky on this area. For the past three generations, have been built from my grandfather and fathers, passing down to me. This is the most valuable resources. The resources is trust. The supplier trusts us because three generation relation.
Right. So you're still using your suppliers from your father and grandfather's generation, the same fruit farmers?
Definitely. Last time it's handled by the grandfather, now handled by the
son. Of course.
Son.
So they too have also passed down their business.
Yeah. So I would say 20% still same, because along the way I also have my own supplier, you know, come in. So last time also not that much of supplier, but we still have a very good relationships. Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes they when I sit down, they always talk about my grandfather's story back to me.
Sure. So with the 65% of your supply chain being imported, how exposed are you to the ringgit weakening against the US dollar? Because if you looked at the last year or so, I'm sure lots of, you've had prices go up when you purchase your fruits in US dollar.
I think not only fruits, all retailers cannot avoid this challenging. So this is something that we have to face it. Basically, customers still buy slightly.
Do you raise your prices?
I would say we don't raise our price. We reduce our quantity. Right. Just imagine today you buy 7 pieces apples for 10 ringgit. So now you don't get 7, you will get 6. So for us, yeah, we cannot avoid to give less 1 pieces because of currency drop more than 20%. But if you look at it in the business point of view, actually it's good. Because last time, if you consume 7 pieces of apple, you need a week. Now you need 6 days. So you're more often coming back to our fruit shops. So actually the traffic is increased. Even some of the fruits price is increased. But overall, I would say it's in a very healthy growth. Today's consumer more and more health conscious. And then more and more demand for the health food instead of junk food. So basically, this is the evergreen business,
right?
But it's not an easy business.
So let's talk about CMS Opus, right? The private equity firm. They have come in with a 31% stake in MBG Fruits. So did they approach you or did you approach them?
I met CMS Opus in the BFM Breakaways.
Fantastic. We love to hear that we are the matchmaker for that.
Yeah, I was a speaker on that year's, so come down and then the guy exchanged a name card. So from there, continue, keep in touch until everything is done. So already fall out for 2 years.
Okay, so why did they decide to invest in you? I mean, when you look at CMS Opus, they are controlled by Chaya Matasrawa. This is their first foray into retail.
Why from CMS Opus, I think I cannot answer on behalf. But what I understand, before that, they invest a lot in the oil and gas company.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's normal now they're not continuing to invest in the oil and gas company. So they need to find other resources. So my outlet in Avenue K, their office is in the Maxis Tower. So maybe because of the distance, it's very near. So somebody of their colleagues, Rusty, every day come to my shops and then buy the fruits and then from there interested to know more the business and so on. So from there, we click the deals. So why I want them to invest to MBG? One of the area of improvement in our company is finance. My meaning is finance, not my financial cash flow, but my finance departments.
The processes of finance.
Yeah, okay. I mean the account
departments. The bookkeeping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Account departments. So for so many years, I'm looking for somebody that can help me to make my account departments to be more solid and strong. Yes, we are good in operation, we are good in marketing, we are good in HR, business developments, but come to account department, there is a room for me to improve. So from there, CMS Opus, all the people work inside is a figure guys.
So that's how they value add to your
business.
This
is one of the biggest value added that I can see for these 2 years, CMS Opus to improve our finance departments, mm-hmm. to strengthen it. From there, even help us to recruit the right account managers and so on. So from there, make our finance department more strong, more solid. From there, prepare ourselves for the next 4 or 5 years, go to the IPO.
So that is the end goal, to go to exit an IPO?
I would say that's the beginning of the journey. Yeah, my dream is slightly little bit big. I have a dream that I want to build 100 high good core value employee to become a millionaire. So from there, my dream is want to build MBG to become a conglomerate company in the consumer products. So this is the dream. So how to achieve it? Yes, a long way journey to go. Yeah.
So what kind of time frame are you giving yourself? I mean, in your plan, where does the IPO fall? 1 year, 2 years, 5 years?
I would say another maybe 4 years. My vision 2020, just a nice times. I mean, they are just come in.
Right.
So normally they need to work together with your company 3 to 4 years. So by year 2020, that is the target that we put in.
So 30% stake, you still have ownership and control over the company?
Yes, we still have our ownership and controls. Actually, everything is still managed by me. Actually, they don't disturb anything, just advisory roles. And actually, their advisory role is very, how to say, very professional and very benefit us. Because, like I say in the beginning, my background, I'm not those high educators, you know, but from this partnership is bring me up myself, personal knowledge and know-how to the next level.
Right. What are you going to do with the money that they've invested in MBG? Are you going to use that to open more outlets?
Yeah, this is part of the plans. Which the money they invest come in, enough capital for us to open the next 50 outlets without use our company cash flows. In other words, for the next 4 or 5 years, our company cash flow definitely will become more stronger because for the past so many years, I do use our internal cash flow
right.
And some of them from the trust from the suppliers, you know, to expand the business up to today. For the next 4 or 5 years, we will use other people's money to expand our business. So God bless, inshallah, by year 2020, MBG will have 80 to 100 stores in Kuala Lumpur. Yeah, we do have all the business blueprints come out where we want to put all the stores. So like,
just in KL? Just in Klang Valley?
Yes, just in KL, we have 200 store opportunity.
Do you not see moving outside of Klang Valley?
This is our plan. Moving outside of Klang Valley, we use our online delivery service. Inside KL.
So you don't want to set up a physical shop to keep your overheads low, you just have the delivery service.
I mean, today we have 30 stores, 200 stores is our milestone. So we got 170 to grow. So don't think too far away.
Okay.
Just focus
one
first.
Step at a time.
Yeah. And then online delivery is our milestone that we were going to do it. So, I mean, with today's technologies, we can send our fruit to any place. It's still in the development stage. Quite good response.
Very good. Well, Adnan, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the Chinese saying that wealth doesn't pass three generations, right? You are third generation in the fruit business. How are you going to ensure that this saying doesn't apply to MBG Fruits?
I was very lucky that my father passed me the trust of suppliers to us. And then he don't pass me a wealth to me. Because I tell my fathers, I have enough wealth, so pass to my brothers. Like in the beginnings, I give you the number, still remember?
Yes.
167-3655. This is the most valuable numbers that always I remember and I practice in myself and grow myself until today. So this is the most wealthy number that I have passed from my father and mother to me. You want to know what's the meaning? It's just very simple. Each of us want to become a successful person. Please don't think of the shortcuts. Every day, you just need to work 16 hours. Work for 7 days a week for 365 days and continue it for 5 years. I guarantee you, sure you can see the results. Thank you.
I've been speaking to Adnan Lee, the founder and managing director of MBG Fruits. Thank you so much for being on The Breakfast Grill this morning. I'm Melissa Idris for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.